The word Armageddon is used often to describe earth-destroying dangers. This March 2024 edition of Astronomy Magazine features this cover headline, Cosmic Catastrophes, How the Universe Threatens Life on Earth. Page 18, quote, "The universe is a terrifying place. Filled with existential threats, Earth may seem quite solid beneath our feet, but the continued existence of the thin layers of rock, water, and air that sustain us is in no way guaranteed. Errant asteroids, soaring superflares, and exploding supernovae are just a few of the calamities that might befall our fragile world. In the short term, we may be able to manage or mitigate some of these threats. Asteroids can be diverted and power grids hardened. But other apocalypses are inevitable as the solar system ages. A runaway moon, Earth's collapsing magnetosphere, the sun's flagging heart. Each one represents a countdown to a different apocalypse, with some more imminent than others. Your Bible confirms such cosmic dangers when the prophesied heavenly signs will terrify humans all over the earth. How will the great men and women react? Revelation 6 and verse 15. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Yes, my friends, Bible prophecy reveals dramatic dangers just ahead of us, but also the good news of God's coming kingdom ruled by the Messiah, Jesus Christ, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Surprisingly, when Jesus Christ returns, all the world's armies and powerful worldly military might will fight against the coming conquering king in the Battle of Armageddon. On today's program, we'll be offering an amazing free study guide, Armageddon Beyond, to help you understand what is ahead for planet Earth. Join us on today's program and learn who will win the Battle of Armageddon. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. The end of the world has often been defined by popular media and entertainment as the Battle of Armageddon. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary gives this definition for Armageddon. A, the site or time of a final and conclusive battle between the forces of good and evil. B, the battle taking place at Armageddon. This definition reflects the popular concept of Armageddon, but it is not technically accurate according to your Bible. If you have your Bible, turn to Revelation, the 16th chapter. Here we see that Armageddon, or Megiddo, is rather the gathering place of the world's armies before the battle takes place in Jerusalem. Revelation 16, 16. And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew, Armageddon. The Hebrew expression, Har-Magedon, means the hill or mountain of Megiddo. The armies of the world will gather in northern Israel at Megiddo before marching south to Jerusalem. Megiddo is located about 55 miles north of Jerusalem in Israel. In ancient times, it guarded the main trade route between Egypt and Damascus. It also overlooks the largest plain in Israel, the Valley of Jezreel, as it's called in the Bible, or the Plain of Esdraelon. The kings of the east crossed westward across the Euphrates River. They meet up with other superpower armies at Megiddo. These armies gather at Armageddon and then move southward to Jerusalem to fight Christ there. Notice, Joel 3 and verse 1. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there. The Valley of Jehoshaphat is between the Mount of Olives and the city of Jerusalem. It's also known as the Kidron Valley, which extends southward for some distance. Yes, the battle of the great day of God Almighty will take place at Jerusalem. Jehoshaphat means judgment of the eternal. God will judge the nations in this climactic battle. Who will win that battle? We can gain some clues from the prophetic events that lead up to Armageddon. For your sake and the sake of your family, you need to know the sequence of prophetic events that may happen in your lifetime and in the near future. Let's first review three major events covering the prophesied 3.5 years leading up to Armageddon and the return of Christ to this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Revelation or the Apocalypse. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, opens the mysterious scroll sealed with 7 seals. The first 4 of the 7 seals reveal 4 symbolic horsemen. Turn to Revelation, the 6th chapter. The Apostle John, who wrote the book of Revelation under God's inspiration, sees in vision the famous 4 horsemen of the apocalypse. They symbolize an order, false Christs and false religion, war and its devastating effects, famines that normally follow on the heels of war, and pestilence and disease that follow after famine. The Apostle John describes the 4th horse and its rider in Revelation 6, verse 8. So I looked, and behold a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over 1/4 of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. The combined power of the 4 horsemen will bring massive devastation all over the earth. My friends, we need to face reality. Billions of human beings on earth will die as war, hunger, and disease expand over the planet. Yes, we will face the extreme danger of human annihilation. The 4th seal of Revelation pictures the 4 horsemen combining their powers. The world will suffer massive deaths of men, women, and children. The 5th seal, as you read in Revelation 6, verse 9, reveals a martyrdom of Christians during the tribulation period of about 2.5 years. Then we read about the 6th seal, which introduces the time of God's wrath and judgment on the nations. The 6th seal is referred to as the heavenly signs, Revelation 6, verse 12. I looked when he opened the 6th seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. While massive upheavals take place during the heavenly signs, we know that the greater danger lies in World War III and Armageddon. What prophetic events follow what has been called cosmic catastrophes? The cosmic disturbances of the heavenly signs, as they are called, introduce the Day of the Lord. The Day of the Lord is a time of God's wrath and judgment on an unthankful, rebellious world. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, will be wrathful. He'll execute God's righteous judgments. The Day of the Lord here in Revelation 6, verse 17 is called the Great Day of His Wrath. The 1-year Day of the Lord leads up to the climactic battle of Armageddon. Who will win that battle, and what prophetic events should you be watching for? We'll answer those questions in the remainder of the program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free study guide, Armageddon and Beyond. The study guide will cover the sequence of prophetic events leading up to World War III and Armageddon. And it reveals the good news of life beyond Armageddon. Here in the center is a chart showing end-time prophetic milestones. They include the Great Tribulation, the Heavenly Signs, the Day of the Lord, and the Second Coming. You need this booklet. What happens at the prophesied event called the 7th Trumpet? Listen to these subtitles in the booklet. The 7th Trumpet, War Against Christ, God Will Save Doomed Mankind, Beyond Armageddon, and Your Personal Future. You need to understand the sequence of prophetic events. Bible prophecy reveals your future and the future of the world. Be sure to order the exciting free study guide, Armageddon and Beyond. You can order your free booklet on our website at twtv.org/Armageddon. Or you can pick up the telephone right now and call the number on your screen.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/Armageddon. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 6 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/Armageddon.
The book of Revelation reveals the sequence of prophetic events leading up to the Battle of Armageddon. The one-year Day of the Lord sets the stage for the final battle between good and evil. The Day of the Lord will bring God's judgments on the nations. Let's understand, there are three prophetic milestones leading up to Christ's return. They are, 1, the Great Tribulation, 2, the Heavenly Signs, and 3, the Day of the Lord. These three events cover a period of about 3.5 years. There are over 30 prophecies in your Bible referring to the Day of the Lord. Isaiah 34 verse 8 and Isaiah 63 verse 4 show that the Day of the Lord, an end time prophecy, the time preceding the second coming, is a period of 1 year. You might want to write down those references, Isaiah 34 verse 8 and Isaiah 63 verse 4. At the end of this year-long Day of the Lord, a revived superpower called the Beast in the book of Revelation will join the military might of other nations to fight against this invader from outer space, the returning Messiah, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. They will fight against Christ at his second coming at the Battle of Armageddon. Revelation 17, verse 12. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb. All the military might of the world will try to conquer Christ. But does the world really have that much power to even attempt such a battle? 9 nations around the world are known to have nuclear weapons. The combined power from these weapons could destroy all human life on Earth several times over. On page 5 of the Armageddon booklet, this chart shows the estimated number of nuclear warheads each possesses. They are Russia, the United States, France, China, the United Kingdom, Israel, India, Pakistan, and North Korea. President Putin of Russia has threatened to use nuclear weapons in the war with Ukraine. This headline is from Associated Press, quote, Putin warns again that Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty is threatened, end of quote. The Russian leader has repeatedly talked about his readiness to use nuclear weapons since launching a full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24, 2022. The most recent such threat came in his State of the Union Nation address last month when he warned the West that deepening its involvement in the fighting in Ukraine would risk a nuclear war, end of quote. Not only must the world face danger from the nations with nuclear weapons, but other nations and terrorists are seeking weapons of mass destruction as well. A time of great danger, a coming World War III, is coming soon. Regular viewers of Tomorrow's World know that Bible prophecy reveals the future and the sequence of events leading up to Armageddon. The Apostle John, writing in the 1st century AD, describes what he saw in vision, Revelation 9 and verse 17. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents, having heads, and with them they do harm. The Apostle John was seeing in vision 21st century modern warfare. He was describing weapons of mass destruction in first century language. My friends, the threat of nuclear war is still very real. As we just read in Revelation 9, this phase of World War III will kill a third of mankind. Yes, about 2 billion people in addition to the 2 billion previously killed by the four horsemen we read about in Revelation 6 and verse 8. The world is certainly headed for nuclear annihilation if God does not intervene to save us. That end-time battle will feature the world's military might against the returning heavenly army led by the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. It is called the battle of that great day of God Almighty in Revelation 16, verse 14. Who will fight against Christ at his coming? Revelation 17 gives us more details. The revived Roman Empire, with its 10 kings or kingdoms, will use all their military strength to resist the coming conquering king. Revelation 17, verse 12. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb. Who will win that war? We'll answer that question in the next part of our program. But first, let me give you an opportunity to request this vital free study guide, Armageddon and Beyond. This study guide will cover the sequence of prophetic events leading up to World War III and Armageddon. And it reveals the good news of life beyond Armageddon. You need to know the future. Here are some of the featured topics. Abomination of desolation. The heavenly signs. Framework for prophecy. The day of the Lord. War against Christ. And beyond Armageddon. This booklet also contains a graphic chart titled End Time Prophetic Milestones. You need this free study guide and you need to know the future. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of Armageddon and Beyond. You can also order your free booklet on our website at twtv.org/Armageddon.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/Armageddon.
Armageddon has been described as the final battle between good and evil. We've seen that all the armies of the world will combine their forces to fight against this invader from outer space. They gather at Megiddo on the largest plain in Israel, the Valley of Jezreel, as it's called in the Bible, or the Plain of Esdraelon. They then travel the 55 miles down to Jerusalem in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, as we saw earlier in Joel 3 verse 1, to fight Christ at his coming. All the combined nuclear power in the world's armies will be no match against the coming conquering king. And who will be with the conquering king? Revelation 19 gives the setting just before the battle begins. Genuine Christians will become the wife of Christ. After the resurrection of faithful Christians at the seventh trumpet, the glorified saints proceed to the sea of glass mentioned in Revelation 15 and verse 2 for their marriage to the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Revelation 19, verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. The glorified saints will dwell with Christ and God the Father for the 9-day period between the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement, and return to earth with the King of Kings to conquer the nations and establish the kingdom of God on earth. Verse 11. Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. Now remember, Revelation 17, verse 14. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Yes, the Lamb, Jesus Christ, will overcome them. He will conquer them. The power of God Almighty will vanquish rebellious nations and armies. At last, the prophesied process of world peace can begin with the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth. Godspeed that day. The conquering king will vanquish the combined military power of all the nations that have turned from fighting themselves to fighting this invader from outer space. And who will be with our Savior? The armies in heaven, mentioned in Revelation 19, verse 14, will be with him. Those who are called, chosen, and faithful. That may include you, my friends, if you become a faithful and genuine Christian. Revelation, the 19th chapter, gives us more details of this final battle. Revelation 19, verse 19. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies, gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. Now remember, we read earlier that the year-long day of the Lord is the time of God's judgment on our rebellious nations, as it states in Revelation 6, verse 17, "For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" Continuing in Revelation 19, we see confirmed the glorious ruling authority of the coming ruler of planet Earth. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, verse 16. He is the conquering king. Yes, who is able to stand? Armageddon has been described as the final battle between good and evil. The commander of heaven's armies will win this war. And with this great victory, he will usher in the millennium, 1,000 years of peace and prosperity for all nations. But how will you prepare for these awesome events just ahead of us? Notice the admonition by the Lord Jesus Christ in Luke 21, verse 36. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Perhaps you have not been praying. Now is the time to get down on your knees and cry out to God for a change in your life. Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7. Tell us how to draw close to God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. God promises to bless you and forgive you if you seek him with your whole heart. The solution to the world's problem lies in the future change in human nature. How can that be possible? We'll answer that question in the conclusion of our program. You can also learn the awesome and inspiring prophecies in this free study guide, Armageddon and Beyond. This exciting free study guide covers a sequence of prophetic events leading up to World War III and Armageddon. And it reveals the good news of life beyond Armageddon. Here in the center is a chart showing end-time prophetic milestones. They include the Great Tribulation, the heavenly signs, the day of the Lord, and the second coming. You need this study guide. What happens at the prophesied event called the seventh trumpet? Listen to these subtitles in the booklet. The seventh trumpet, war against Christ. God will save doomed mankind. Beyond Armageddon and your personal future. You need to understand the sequence of prophetic events. Bible prophecy reveals your future and the future of the world. Be sure to order your exciting free study guide, Armageddon and Beyond. You can order your free booklet on our website at twtv.org/Armageddon. Or you can pick up the telephone right now and call the number on your screen. Just ask for the booklet on Armageddon.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/Armageddon. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 6 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to tomorrow's world for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now, or go to twtv.org/Armageddon.
Scientists, astronomers, and statesmen are warning us that planet Earth is in danger of total destruction. But the greatest warning comes to us from Bible prophecy and the Messiah himself. He reveals the sequence of end-time events, including the Great Tribulation, the heavenly signs, and the Day of the Lord. The climactic event is the battle of that great day of God Almighty, stated in Revelation 16, verse 14, also commonly referred to as the Battle of Armageddon. The kings of the earth and their armies, Revelation 19:19, will gather in northern Israel to fight against the Messiah, Jesus Christ, at his coming. The King of Kings will conquer these rebellious, oppressive nations. But how can we have world peace when human nature continually rebels against the way of peace? General Douglas MacArthur realized the futility of war and pointed out the need for a spiritual solution. He stated,
"We have had our last chance. If we will not devise some greater and more equitable system, Armageddon will be at our door. The problem basically is theological and involves a spiritual recrudescent and improvement of human character that will synchronize with our almost matchless advances in science, art, literature, and all material and cultural developments of the past 2,000 years. It must be of the spirit if we are to save the flesh."
Yes, it must be of the spirit if we are to save the flesh. Beyond Armageddon, the New World Government, comprised of Christ and the saints, will teach the way to peace. Yes, during the millennium, there will be a spiritual recrudescence or renewal, an improvement of human character and the human spirit. The kingdom of God will rule over all nations. Pray for that kingdom to come. We look forward to the time beyond Armageddon, when the prophecy of Zechariah 14, verse 9 will be fulfilled, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Only the Prince of Peace can govern the world's nations with love and justice, guaranteeing a world of prosperity and abundant living for all peoples. My friends, you need to prepare for Armageddon and the challenging times just ahead of us. Be sure to request your free copy of Armageddon and Beyond. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World or watch us online at any time. As our world continues to unravel and decline, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the inspiring teachings of Jesus Christ, the encouraging good news of the coming kingdom of God, the glorious world to come, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week right here at this same time.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/Armageddon. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.